弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
我们在上次我们讲了《俄巴底亚书》的第一章一到十六节。
The last time we preached from the book of Obadiah from verses 1 through 16.
我们在这里看到《俄巴底亚书》主要是对以东的一个审判。
And we see that this book is written to as a judgment to the nation of Edom.
我们在看到为什么以东神要对以东审判呢
？And we see why the Lord is judging Edom.
主要的一个原因是因为他们背叛了兄弟之约。
One of the main reasons is because they have forsaken the covenant of their brothers.
我们知道以东人他们的祖先是以扫。
We know that for the Edomites, their ancestor is Esau.
我们知道以色列人的祖先是雅各。
We know that the ancestors of the Israelites is Jacob.
他们是兄弟俩，以扫是哥哥，以雅各是弟弟。
Esau is the older brother, and Jacob is the younger one.
但是在以色列被攻陷，然后被被攻陷的时候，以东人没有尽兄弟之情去帮助他们。
But when Israel is being attacked, the Edomites did not help them.
反而是落井下石，反而是就是反而是趁火打劫。
But they helped the attacker to attack the Israelites.
他们杀了他们逃跑的人。
And they have killed those who were running away.
所以因为他们违背了这个兄弟之约，所以上帝要审判以东人。
And because they have forsaken this brotherly covenant, God will judge them.
所以我们今天的题目就是背约者和守约者。
And so today our topic is the covenant keeper and the covenant breaker.
那么今天的经文是俄巴底亚书的一章十七到二十一节。
And today we will read from Obadiah verses 17 through 21.
我邀请我们的会众，我们一起起立，我们用起音的方式一起来读。
I invite all of you to stand as we read responsively.
我来读一节，请弟兄姐妹读一节。
And I'll read one verse, and then you will respond with the next.
在锡安山必有逃脱的人，那山也必成圣，雅各家必得原有的产业。
The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble. They shall burn them and consume them, and there shall be no survivor for the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken.
南地的人必得以扫山，高原的人必得非利士地，也得以法莲地和撒玛利亚地，便雅米人必得基列。
The exiles of this host of the people of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, and the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad shall possess the cities of the Negev.
必有拯救者上到锡安山，审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华。这神的话语，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主啊，我们将你的话语仰望，交托在你的手中。
Holy Heavenly Father, we commit this section of Scripture into your hands.
主要愿你的圣灵运行在我们的当中，愿你的圣灵在这里居首位掌王权。
May your spirit move among us and be exalted and be raised high.
也愿你祝福你的话语，让我们看到你的荣耀。
And may you bless your word that we may see your glory in it.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
所以我们今天看这个背约者和守约者，背约者是以东，守约者是以色列人。
And so today we'll look at the covenant breaker and the covenant keepers. Covenant breakers is Edomites and covenant keepers.
我们再次思考这个背约者和守约者对我们今天有什么的意义。
And we think again, what's the relationship of these covenant breakers and keepers to us?
我们今天还要不要继续的守约
？Shall we continue to keep this covenant?
所以我们首先看背约者以东。
And so first of all, let's look at the covenant breaker Edom.
在十八节提到，就是说雅各家必成为大火，约瑟家必成为火焰，以扫家必如碎秸。
Verse 18 it says, "The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble."
那么这三句是一个排比句，这三句的结构都是一样的。
And all these three phrases is a parallel; they have the same structure.
所以就跟我们形成一个强烈的对比。
So it's kind of like a strong contrast.
那么在这里，雅各家指的是谁
？And who is this house of Jacob here?
约瑟家指的是谁
？And who is this house of Joseph？
以扫家又指的是谁
？And what about the house of Esau？
我们知道雅各家和约瑟家都指的是以色列。
We know that the house of Jacob and house of Joseph points to the Israelites。
因为雅各后来神给他改名叫以色列，以色列有十二个儿子，就成为以色列的十二个支派。
Because Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and then he has 12 sons and becomes the 12 tribes of the Israelites。
为什么以色列家又被称为约瑟家呢
？Why would they be called the house of Joseph then？
我们知道约瑟是雅各的十二个儿子的之一
，and we know that Joseph is one of Jacob's 12 sons，
而且是他最宠爱的一个儿子
，and he's one that is his favorite son。
那约瑟也是雅各十二个儿子里面最敬虔的一个
，and also Joseph is one of the most godliest of all his sons。
所以神就借着他，然后先差遣他 通过各种各样的奇妙的事情差遣他到埃及去。
So God, through all the circumstances, sent Joseph first into Egypt.
所以当后来那个迦南地有七年灾害的时候，那么约瑟就在埃及，神借着约瑟可以拯救雅各一家的人。
So when there was a 7-year famine in the land of Canaan, God through Joseph saved the house of Jacob.
所以从这个意义上来说，我们可以看到神借着约瑟来拯救雅各一家。
So we, from here we can see that God through the house of Joseph come to save the house of Jacob.
所以从这个意义上，约瑟家就可以用来代表以色列家。
In this way we can see that the house of Joseph represents the Israelites.
那么雅各家和约瑟家必称为大火，称为烈火。
And the house of Jacob and house of Joseph shall be a fire and a flame.
以扫家代表是什么？
What about the house of Esau?
就代表以东。
Of course, it points to the Edomites.
那以东是在你如果在地图上看，在巴勒斯坦这个地图上看，以东是在这个以色列的南边。
And if you look at the land of Palestine, you know that Edom is at the south side of Israel.
当时被称为南地，就是从希伯伦到加迪斯这块地方。
And so it's from Hebron to Kadesh, the land of the south.
他说以扫家必如穗秸。
And it says the house of Esau is stubble.
穗秸是什么意思？
What is this stubble?
那这个字在那个出埃及记里面被出现过。
And this word was used in the book of Exodus.
那么就是当就是说以色列人在埃及做奴隶的时候，他们为法老烧砖，他们就要去找这个穗秸，然后和泥和在一起制成砖。
And that's when Israel were slaves for Pharaoh and they have to find this stubble to mix it to make bricks for the Pharaoh.
所以我们知道当时的穗秸可能指的是芦苇的穗秆。
And so the stubble may be kind of some kind of grass and hay.
那么在这里的话也可以指其他植物的穗秆，比方说如麦子的穗秆。
And here it points to other kinds of hay, maybe the hays of wheat and so on.
所以我们在这里看到一个强烈的对比，以扫家好像是这个穗秆一样，但是以色列家好像是烈火。
And here we see a strong contrast that the house of Esau is like a stubble, like hay, while house of Israel is like a strong flame.
那我们知道这个穗秸遇到烈火会怎么样？
And you know what happens when fire comes in contact with hay.
那很明显，对吧？被完全的烧尽，一点没有什么东西留下来。
And of course it shall burn them and consume them, nothing will be left.
所以以扫家必无剩余。
And so there will be no survivor for the house of Esau.
这是耶和华说的。
For the Lord has spoken.
这是上帝说的。
This is the word of the Lord.
然后在二十一节说，必有拯救者上到锡安山审判以扫山。
In verse 21 it says, Savior shall go up to Mount Zion to rule Mount Esau.
所以在这里我们看到，就以东他们必要接受审判。
And here we see that Edomites, they will definitely be judged.
他们被谁审判？
Who will judge them?
二十一节提到是拯救者，这拯救者要上到锡安山，他们要审判以东。
And verse 21 says the Savior shall go up to Mount Zion and they shall rule.
那么这个拯救者是谁？
Who is the Savior?
我们看中文可能看不出来，我们看到这个拯救者，我们第一个念头可能想的就是耶稣基督，对不对？
And when we look at the Chinese translation, the first thing we think of saviors is that it's Jesus Christ.
但是在这里拯救者是复数。
But here the Savior is a plural of saviors.
所以它不是单数。
So it's not a singular savior.
所以他不是指一个人，而是指一群人。
It's not one person, but a group of persons.
那么这群人是谁？
Who are this group of persons?
这群人就是将来复兴的以色列，就是神的百姓。
And this group is the people of Israel, the people who have revived by God.
就是我们教会，就是我们的弟兄姐妹。
And that is our church and the brothers.
就是所有的基督徒。
And all the Christians.
为什么？
Why?
为什么我们被称为拯救者？
Why are we called saviors?
因为我们所传的福音
，because of what we proclaim，
因为我们传的福音是一个好消息，是要拯救万人的福音。
Because the gospel that we proclaim is a gospel that saves souls，
它将罪人从那个罪恶当中拯救出来，从黑暗的国度里面拯救出来。
And the gospel saves sinners from their sin and saves them from a dark kingdom into the marvelous light。
从死亡之地拯救出来。
And from the land of the death they are being saved by the gospel。
所以这就是为什么神的百姓。我们这些基督徒被称为拯救者。
And that's why the people of God, these Christians are called saviors.
所以将来我们要上到锡安山，为什么是锡安山？锡安山是什么意思？
And we'll go up to Mount Zion. What does it mean?
我们知道耶路撒冷有两座山。
We know that in Jerusalem there are two mountains.
可能有更多的山，但这里比较有名的有两座山。
The more popular one is the two famous mountains.
一个是摩利亚山，对不对？
One is Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山是圣殿所在的山。
Mount Moriah is where the temple is.
锡安山是什么？
And what about Mount Zion?
锡安山是大卫王宫所在的山。
Mount Zion is the place where the palace of King David.
所以锡安山就代表神的国度。
And so Mount Zion represents the kingdom of God.
所以这里谈到就是说神的百姓要上到神的国度。
So here it says that the people of God shall go up into the kingdom of God.
意思就是说在那一日神的国度要降临。
And at that time the kingdom of God shall come.
然后神的百姓要审判以扫山。
And then the people of God shall judge Mount Esau.
那以扫代表悖约的人。
And Esau represents those who have broken the covenant.
因为他们违背了那个兄弟之约。
Because they have forsaken the brotherly covenant.
所以他们是悖约的人。
So they have broken the covenant.
所以他们是不信的人。
They are unbelievers.
所以代表所有不信的人。
And so it represents the unbelievers.
所以将来神的百姓，神的国要降临，然后我们要和基督一同作王，要审判那些不信的。
So in the future, when the kingdom of God come, we shall reign together with Christ and to judge the unbelievers.
那这样的话很熟悉，对不对？
And it's pretty familiar, isn't it?
在哪本圣经哪卷书里面有记载
？And which book has recorded this event？
启示录。
In the book of Revelation。
在启示录的二十章。
In Revelation。
说到将来我们要与基督一同作王一千年，要审判那些不信的。
And then we are to reign with Christ and to judge the unbelievers。
所以我们在这里看到以扫代表悖约的人。
And so here Edomites are representing the covenant breakers。
代表那个不信的。
Is representing the unbelievers。
那以色列代表守约的人，代表神的百姓，代表将来复兴的，就是说教会基督徒。
And Israel here represents those who believe and representing the new Israel, the church, the people of God.
因为以东他们悖约，所以他们要被神审判。
And because Edom has broken the covenant, they shall be judged by the Lord.
所以他们的结局是什么？他们就要被火烧毁，没有任何的剩余。
So what is their end? They shall be consumed by fire. There shall be no survivor.
那我们再看守约的以色列。
And then we look at the covenant keepers, the Israelites.
然后在十七节讲到，在锡安山必有逃脱的人，那山也成为圣山。
In Mount Zion there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy.
所以锡安山代表神的百姓。
And Mount Zion
神的国度
represents the kingdom of God and His people.
所以在以色列当中有剩余的人。
And in Israel there are remnant. There is a remnant.
所以以色列当中有剩余的人，他们将来雅各家要必得原有的产业。
And the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions.
那么这里原有的产业在原文里面是他们的产业。
And it says here their own possessions.
所以雅各家必得他们的产业。
So Jacob shall possess their own possessions.
那这两个有什么区别？他们的产业和原有的产业有什么区别
？It's not their original possessions, but their own possessions. What's the difference?
原有的产业。就是指他们原来所用的东西，对不对
？If we say it's the original possession, that means that what they have prior.
那么他们的产业可能包括原来他们所用的东西，也包括原来不是他们的，但是他们后来得到的东西。
But when we say they possess their own possession, it means that it may be something that have owned prior, but also something that's added unto them.
或者神给他们的东西，是要另外加给他们的东西。
Or things that God has given to them in addition.
所以你看后来你就知道其实应该翻译成他们的产业因为神后来不仅要让他们得他们原来的产业而且要得以扫得以东的产业
So it should be translated as their own possession because they not only have their own but they have the possession of the Edomites
所以在十九节提到南地的人必得以扫山高原的人必得非利士地
You see in verse 19 those of the Negev shall possess Mount Esau and those of the Shephelah shall possess
你如果读这两句你知道什么意思
Do you know what it means?
什么是南地的人
？What is this Negev？
什么是高原的人
？And what is those of the Shephelah？
南地的人就指的是以东那一块的。
And Negev is where Edom is。
就是从那个希伯伦到加底斯。
From Hebron to Kadesh。
所以这句话的意思就是，所以你如果这样看的话，就是以东人要得以东人的地方。
And if you look at this way, it means here the Edomites shall possess Edom。
高原指的是什么
？And what is this Shephelah?
高原这个字在希伯来文那个字的意思，指的是在犹大西边群山边缘这块地方。
And Shephelah actually means the west of Israel.
所以犹大边缘群山边缘是一个什么地方呢
？And what is this place in the west of Israel?
我们知道这个犹大西边，然后就是地中海。
We know that the furthest west that you go to is the Mediterranean Sea.
然后地中海边上是平原。
And right after the Mediterranean Sea is the plain.
但犹大是耶路撒冷是在山上。
And but Jerusalem is in Judah on a hill.
所以从这个平原到山上那一块交界的地方，就是那一块群山边缘的地方。
And so this section between the plains and the hills is this place called the Shephelah.
所以你如果在英文看的话，它就翻译成低地。
And so in English sometimes it's called the valley.
但是这里翻成高原。
But here in Chinese it says is the high plains.
为什么英文翻译成低地？因为这块地方的话，它相对耶路撒冷来说，它是低地。
And why is this at a valley? Because in contrast to Jerusalem, it's low.
所以这块地方是非利士人住的地方。
This is the place where the Philistines live.
所以你如果这样看的话，就是说以东人要得以东山，非利士要得非利士地。
If you see verse 19 this way, then you see the Edomite shall possess Edom, and the Philistines shall possess the land of Philistines.
这完全讲不通，和上面上下文完全讲不通。
What is it talking about here then?
所以这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
其实在这里是一个希伯来文它的一个句子的结构的问题。
And here actually is the structure of Hebrew in its words.
因为希伯来文里面就是这个词在句子当中的位置，它并不是很关键。
And because the placing of the verb in the sentence Hebrew is not very crucial.
所以它这个句子他这个这一句话就是说南地的人必得以扫山，这句话其实里面有可以总的来说有三个主要的词。
And if you look at this phrase, those of the Negev shall possess Mount Esau, there's three main verbs.
第一个词是动词。
Three words. The
就是他们要得。
That is to say they are to possess.
第二个词是一个名词是南地。
The second is a noun that they are going to get in the Negev.
第三个词是也是名词，但是前面有一个宾语的指示词，所以家是以扫山。
And so you will have the third one is a noun called Mount Esau.
所以他们这句话的意思，他们要得南地以扫山。
And if you look at the structure, it says they shall possess Negev, Mount Esau.
那么这里就有个歧义。
And so here is a difference in opinion.
那么这个南地到底做主语还是做宾语的同位语
？Is this Negev the subject or the object？
那么它南地一般放在这里的话，按照希伯来的语法结构，一般是做主语的。
Now according to the structure of Hebrew, it is supposed to be the subject.
所以这就是我们今天你看到的翻译。
And that's why you see here this translation.
但这个翻译和上下文是讲不通的。
But you cannot really understand it from.
还有一种解释的话，就是说这个南地它是做宾语的同位语。
And the other explanation is that Negev is actually describing Mount Esau.
那加尔文是这种翻译的。
And Calvin has translated in this way.
那么这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean then?
就是他们要得南地，就是以扫山。
And this is what it means. It says they shall possess Negev, namely Mount Esau.
他们指的谁？
Who is this they?
就是前面的雅各家，以色列人。
And that is the people of Israel.
所以这句话的意思就变成以色列人要得南地，就是以扫山。
Seen in this way, then you will see that the Israelites will be the one that's possessing Mount Esau.
那后面这一句也是一样，就是他们要得。那个低地就是非利士人的地方。
And the same way, in the next phrase it says, they shall be possessed the land of Philistine, the Shephelah.
然后后面他们也要得以法莲地，得撒玛利亚地。
And they shall possess the land of Ephraim and the land of Samaria.
然后他们要得基列地。
And they shall possess Gilead.
便雅悯，便雅悯也指以色列人，便雅悯是以色列的一个支派。
And Benjamin, also part of Israel.
所以你如果看这几个地方的话，你会看到这里是巴勒斯坦。以色列那个古代以色列的东南西北四个边界。
And now, if you look at the olden day of Palestine with the north, south, east, west of Israel.
西边靠海的非利士人那个边界。
On the west, you have the Philistines towards the sea.
南边最南的是以东的边界。
And the southernmost tip is the Edomites.
约旦河东边是基列。
And the east of Jordan is Gilead.
然后北边是以法莲，是撒玛利亚，是北国以色列的地方。
And the north is the land of Ephraim and the land of Samaria.
如果你知道以色列的历史，你会看到这一片土地是在以色列历史当中最大的一块土地。
And if you know the history of Israel, you know that this piece of land is the greatest.
他们的疆域从来没有这么大过。
They have never attained such a great empire.
即使在大卫王朝极其荣华的时候，以东人还是没有降服在大卫下面。
Even at the peak of David's dynasty,
你会看大卫王朝的版图，下面还是以东的地方。
So in the empire, there's still a part of Edom.
然后西边还是非利士人的地方。
And in the west, there's still Philistines.
然后东边基列这块地方有亚美和摩亚。
And in the east in Gilead, there's the Ammonites and the.
但是在这里讲到，在复兴的时候，以色列人他们要得这块地方，全部从东西南北这块地方。
But at the time of revival, Israel shall possess all these lands, north, south.
那么这块地方对当时的以色列人就是天下。
And so to the people of Israel is everything under the heaven.
就是整个世界。
It's the whole civilized world.
所以这句话的其实的意思就是讲将来复兴的时候，以色列人，神的百姓，就是所有的基督徒要得整个天下，要得整个世界。
So this phrase is saying that in the coming revival, the people of God shall possess the entire civilized world.
所以你们要到地极做我的见证，福音要传遍地极。
And you are to go across the lands to the ends to bear my witness.
所以基督要作王，他的国度要充满这个世界。
And so Christ shall reign as king, and his kingdom shall come into this world.
那个非人手所凿的这块石头要变成一座大山，要充满天下。
And the rock that is not made by human hand shall fill, become a great mountain and fill the whole earth.
所以这是以色列的结局。
This is the end of Israel.
这是神的百姓的结局。
This is the end of the people of God.
所以他们要在神的国度里面，他们要上到锡安山，在神的国度里面与基督一同作王，要审判不信的人。
And they shall go up to Mount Zion, the kingdom of God, and to reign with God to judge the unbelievers.
他们要得整个的天下，要得神为他们所预备的这个基业。
And they will possess this inheritance that God has prepared for them.
所以这是守约者以色列人的结局。
And this is the covenant keepers, the end of the covenant keepers.
所以我们在这里看到背约。
So we see the covenant breakers Edom and the covenant keepers the Israelites. And the covenant breakers are those who are unbelievers. Because in Adam they have rebelled in the covenant that God has made with man. And the covenant keepers are Israelites. They are the people of God. And the end of the covenant breakers is that they shall be consumed by a flame and there shall be nothing left.
然后守约着以色列人，他们的结局是他们要审判那些不信的，审判这个不信的世界，然后他们要得神所为他们预备的产业。
But the covenant keepers, they shall be the judge of this unbelieving world and they shall inherit what God has prepared for them.
那么我们今天再继续来思考这个问题。
Now if we continue to ponder upon this question,
以色列是真正的守约者吗？
That Israel, are they truly the covenant keepers?
我们知道以色列和以东是兄弟俩。
We know that Israel and Edom, they are brothers.
所以当摩西带领以色列出埃及的时候，他们要经过以东这个地方，要上到这个迦南地区。
So when Moses brought the Israelites across into the land of Canaan, they have to go through Edom.
所以摩西就差人对当时的以东王说：“你的兄弟以色列人在这个埃及地做奴隶，这是你们知道的。”
So Moses sent messengers to Edom and tell them, "Your brother Jacob has been enslaved in Egypt. This is what you know."
现在求你容我借道。你们的借道以东，我必走你们的大路，不经过田野，也不经过葡萄园。
Now may you give us a path. I will go through your country. I will go on a path, highway. I will not go into the villages or.
我只走大路，直到离开你们的地方。
And I will pass through the highway through your entire land.
以东人是怎么回答的
？What did the Edomite reply?
以东人说：“你不得从我的境内经过。你如果要这样做，我用刀剑等候你。”
The Edomite says, "You shall not pass through our land. If you come here, we will come out and war with you."
所以我们看以色列人和以东他们兄弟俩。在这个他们兄弟俩在这个兄弟之约上面，相对以东来说，以色列是守约者。
And so, relatively speaking, the house of Jacob, Israelites are covenant keeper.
他们顾念兄弟之情。
They remember their brotherly relationships.
但是我们知道在之后1500多年的历史当中，以东和以色列他们都是互相有征战。
And we know that in the next 1500 years, Edomites and the Israelites, they have wars.
在大卫王朝的时候，大卫也派兵去征战过以东。
And in the kingdom of, in the time of David, David has sent a military there for a campaign.
那有一次曾经杀了以东10000多人。
And they have killed more than 10,000 Edomites for one battle.
所以从严格来说，以色列人也不算是守约者。
And strictly speaking, then the Israelites did not keep their brotherly covenant as well.
而且我们进一步来看，但从摩西之约来看，就是说摩西带领以色列出埃及的时候，他们在西乃山与上帝立约。
Now, if we look at it deeper from the Mosaic covenant, where they have made this covenant with God on Mount Sinai.
当时那个摩西对以色列人这么说，都是经过40年，然后摩西新的一代。以色列人起来，他们在约旦河的东岸，要跨过这约旦河进入迦南地的时候。
At that time, Moses, after 40 years with this new generation of Israelites, right at the east of Jordan, as they were going into the land of Canaan.
摩西在《申命记》30章对以色列人这么说。
And Moses told the Israelites in Deuteronomy 30.
他说：“我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你的面前。”
He says, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death."
所以你们要拣选生命，使你的后你使你和你的后裔可以存活。
Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live.
什么意思
？What does he mean?
就是说你们要守你们与上帝所立的这个约，使你和你的后裔可以存活。
That is to say, you ought to keep the covenant that you have made with God, so that your offspring may live.
但是我们知道后来以色列人有没有守这个约
？But we know what happened to the Israelites. Did they keep the covenant?
他们没有。
They did not.
所以后来他们的结局是什么样
？So what was their end?
所以在公元前722年，北国以色列被亚述帝国所攻陷。
So in 722 BC, the northern Israel was captured by Assyria.
那亚述就把以色列人迁到亚述的地方去。
And so the people were exiled to the land of Assyria.
然后在公元前586年，然后南国犹大被巴比伦所攻陷。
And then in BC 586, the southern Judah was captured by Babylon.
然后巴比伦人就把那个犹大人迁到巴比伦的地方去。
And the Babylonians exiled the people of Israel to Babylon.
所以摩西在《生命记》里面的咒诅就应验在以色列人的身上。
So the curse that Moses talked about in Deuteronomy 30,
因为他们是被约者
has been fulfilled on this covenant breakers.
你们要在列国当中被抛来抛去。
And you shall be pranced around in the nations.
所以以色列也是被约者。
And so Israel too is the covenant breaker.
那么谁是真正的守约者
？Then who is this true covenant keeper then？
谁是真正的以色列人？
Who is this true Israel?
真正的以色列人是耶稣基督。
The true Israel is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
耶稣基督是真正的以色列人，是真正的守约者。
Jesus Christ is the true covenant keeper.
在腓立比书的二章说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强。
In Philippians 2, it says that he has the form of God, but he did not treat it as a thing to be grasped.
他本来和神是同等同荣的，现在却反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式。
He has the same glory and the same status as God, but he's humbled himself to become a servant.
所以就自己卑微，垂心顺服，顺服以至于死。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.
死在十字架上。
Even death on the cross.
所以耶稣基督是那个真正的以色列人，是真正的守约者。
So Jesus Christ is the true Israelite, the one who truly kept all the covenant.
在伊甸园里。上帝和人类的代表亚当所立的那个约。
And in Eden, when God has established his covenant with the representative of mankind,
上帝对亚当说：“园中所有树上的果子你都可以吃，唯独那个非变善恶树上的果子你不能吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And God told Adam, "Of all the trees in this garden, you may eat, but not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For on the day that you eat it, you shall die."
所以在这个约当中，上帝对人的要求，对人的要求就是完全的顺服。
And in this covenant, the requirement for mankind is complete and total obedience.
一种从心里面出发的，愿意的，甘心乐意的，完全的顺服。
An obedience that is coming forth from the heart, the willingness.
但是亚当失败了。
But Adam has failed.
但是耶稣基督是第二个亚当。
But Jesus Christ is the second Adam.
是那末后的亚当。
Is the final Adam.
所以他来到这个世上。
He came to this earth.
他用他完全的顺服，一个甘心乐意的。完全的顺服，完成了亚当之约。
And with his complete and total obedience, he fulfilled the covenant of that was made with Adam.
所以耶稣基督是真正的守约者。
So Jesus Christ is the true covenant keeper.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面的人，我们也成为守约者。
And so all of us here who are in Christ, we become covenant keepers as well.
那么在亚当的里面的人，因着血缘与亚当连结。
And those who were in Adam, they were linked to Adam by blood.
所以和亚当一起成为被约者。
And so they have become covenant breakers because Adam was the representative.
但在耶稣基督里面的人，因着信心和耶稣基督连结。
But in Christ, we're united to Christ by faith.
所以因着耶稣基督的守约，我们也成为守约者。
And because Christ has kept the covenant, we become covenant keepers.
这就是罗马书的十章说：“你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信他，叫他从。”
That's why Romans 10 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以我们借着信心与耶稣基督联合，我们借着信心，我们在基督里面成为守约者。
And by faith we are united to Christ, and in him we are now covenant keepers.
所以这样的话，在这个俄巴底亚书的预言才会落在我们的身上。
And in this way, the prophecies of Obadiah is now fulfilled.
神的国要降临在我们的身上，我们要与基督一同作王，审判这个。
That a kingdom of God shall be upon us, and we shall reign with him and judge the unbelievers with him.
我们要得神为我们所预备的产业。
And we shall possess the inheritance that he has prepared for us.
所以基督是真正的守约者。
Christ is the true covenant keeper.
那么我们在思考这和这个守约者和被约者给我们今天有什么关系
？Now we take one step and think of what is the relationship of this covenant breaker.
对我们今天有什么意义
？What meaning does it have to us?
那么第一个问题是我们今天还要不要继续去守约
The first question is, should we continue to keep this covenant?
那第二个问题，我们如果要守约，我们守什么样的约
The second is, if we are to keep the covenant, what kind of covenant are we to keep?
在路加福音的二十二章，在最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣拿起着杯来说，这是杯是永的血，与你们所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
Luke 22:20 here, Jesus took the cup and he says, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
是与你们所立的新约，这个新约是什么意思
？What is this new covenant?
那在新约里面对我们的要求是什么
？What is the requirement of the new covenant?
我们知道在摩西的之约里面，在旧约里面对以色列人的要求。
We know what's the requirement of the Mosaic covenant to the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
那么在新约里面，我们又要不要做什么事情
？Then in the New Testament, what are we to do then?
我们要不要守这个新约
？Are we to keep this new covenant?
那保罗在哥林多前书九章里面说，他是保罗说，我不再在律法之下，律法不再对我有 binding。
And in Paul in 1 Corinthians 9 says, I'm no longer under the law.
但是保罗在这里说，我不是没有律法，而是在基督的律法之下。
But Paul says, I'm not saying that I do not have a law, but I'm under the law of Christ.
中文翻译是在基督面前正在律法之下。如果你看英文是这个 law of Christ， 在基督的律法之下。
That in 9:21 says, I'm under the law of Christ.
那么基督的律法是什么
？What is the law of Christ?
基督的律法是什么
？What is the law of Christ?
有没有人可以告诉我
？Can anyone tell me?
什么？爱人如己，很好。大家都还知道基督的律法是什么。所以当有一个文士法利赛人来到基督面前说律法中最大的是什么
And when a scribe came to ask Jesus what is the greatest commandment
耶稣怎么回答
What did Jesus say?
耶稣对他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神
Christ said to him you are to love your Lord with all your heart all your soul all your mind
其次也相仿就是要爱人如己
And the same is likewise to love others like yourself
其次也相仿是什么意思
What does it mean likewise?
也就是说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱神，但是也要尽心尽性尽意爱人如己。
That is to say, you even when you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you are to love others in the same way as well, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以这是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
This is the summary of all the law and the prophets.
这就是基督的律法。
This is the law of Christ.
所以我们不再在律法之下，但是我们在基督的律法之下。
We are no longer under the law, but we are under the law of Christ.
所以这就是为什么保罗在哥林多前书十三章说：“我若能够说万日的方言，能够天使的话语，但却没有爱，我就成了名的锣响的钵。”
That's why Paul says that if I speak the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
保罗继续说：“我若有先知讲道之能，能够明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，有全备的信。”能够移山，但是如果没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And he continues says, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, as
他说，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人肥少，但是如果没有爱，仍然与我。
And if I give away all I have and deliver up my body to be burned, but I have not love, I gain nothing.
所以保罗在这里讲基督的律法。
Paul is just talking about the law of Christ, which is love.
就是你要尽心尽性尽意爱神。
That is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
你要尽心尽心尽意爱人。
And to love others with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
正是有这样的爱。
It is this kind of love.
所以神在创世之前才为我们预备了救恩。
And that's why God has prepared this salvation for us before the foundation of the world.
正是有这样的爱，神自己道成肉身来到这个世间，背负我们的罪。
And because of this love, God Himself come to be in human form to bear our sins.
为我们被钉在十字架上
and to be nailed on the cross for us
圣子然后被圣父所抛弃
that even the second person was abandoned by the first
他说我的神我的神为什么离弃我
he cried my God why have you forsaken me
正是因为这样的爱
it is because of this love
正是因为这样的爱在基督被在耶稣被抓之后门徒从四散他们最后变成了他们为主殉道
And because of this love, even when the disciples were scattered when he was died, but they became martyrs for him.
他们勇敢地去传福音，勇敢地不顾生命地去传福音。为什么？因为他们对神的爱，他们对人的爱。
And they became bold witnesses for Christ because of their love for God and their love for men.
正是因为这样的爱，保罗才能放弃自己的地位和自己的学识，然后甘心做一个流浪的人，然后被人到处地追赶。
And because of this love, Paul gave up everything and he has and became a vagabond that he's been chased all over the place.
就是因为这样的爱。
And because of this love,
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
基督在十字架上给我们做了一个完美的榜样。
Christ has given us this perfect example.
十字架上那个爱是一个无条件的爱。
The love on the cross is unconditional.
不是我们配得的。
It's not what we're worthy of.
不是我们值得，我们配得神才爱我们。
It's not that we have any value that God should love us.
因为我们不配，所以神爱我们，那是个无条件的爱。
And because we're unworthy, God loves us unconditionally.
十字架上的爱也是牺牲的爱。
And the love of on the cross is a sacrificial love.
正是因为这样的爱，基督放弃他天上的荣华来到这个世上。
And because of this love, Christ has given up the glory of heaven to come into this earth.
因为这样的爱，他舍弃了他的生命。
And for this love, he has given up his life.
所以今天我们如果要爱，我们就要预备好去牺牲。
So if we are to love today, we have to be prepared to sacrifice.
我们预备好去舍己。
We have to be prepared to deny ourselves.
我们预备好去放下我们自己。
And we are to prepare ourselves to let go of ourselves.
这种爱是无条件的，是牺牲的爱。
This love is unconditional and sacrificial.
所以约翰在启示录的第二章才这么说，有一件事我要责备你们，就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
In Revelation chapter 2, there here John rebuked the church in Ephesus that you have forsaken your first love.
他说你们要把这爱心重新捡回来，如果不然的话，我要把金灯台从你们中间挪去。
And it says, remember where you have fallen and restore this love, otherwise I will remove this lampstand from you.
所以你看到那个最根本的东西是什么？
You see what's the most basic thing?
那个起初的爱。
It's the first love.
然后彼得，然后在彼得前书四章也在讲到最要紧的事情是什么。
In First Peter, he says, "Is what's the most important?"
最要紧的事情是彼此的相爱。
Is to love one another deeply.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love can cover a multitude of sin.
彼得在这里没有说最要紧的事情是遵守律法。
And Peter didn't say the most important is to keep the law.
不可吃，不可摸，不可碰。
Those things that you cannot touch, eat, or.
但是说是彼此相爱。
But he says to love one another.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
爱是什么？
What is love?
那保罗在格林多前书十三章讲，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
And Paul says love is patient, love is kind.
大家都很熟悉这段经文，对吧？
You know this passage very well.
所以我们再看一下这段经文。
So let's look at this passage again.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient and kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Or boast. It is not arrogant.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒。
It does not insist on its way. It is not irritable or resentful.
不计算人的恶。
It does not rejoice at wrongdoing.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
But rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never ends.
所以这是基督的律法。
This is the law of Christ.
基督的律法就是爱。
And the law of Christ is love.
所以那个耶利米书的三十一章三十一节说，神在那里告诉他说，我要与你们重立一个新约。
So in Jeremiah 31:31, there God says, I will establish a new covenant with you.
新约的内容是什么？我要将我的律法写在你们的心上面。
He says, what's the content? I will write the law on your heart.
所以你们做事不是从外面出发，而是从你们的心里面出发，甘心乐意的去做。
So that everything you do is not from the outside in, but from the inside out.
就是这个爱，
and it is this love, this loving God and loving others.
所以是一个自愿的，甘心乐意的去做的。
It is something that is you are willing to do.
所以希伯来书的十三章说，我们不是来到那个不可摸、不可碰、不可吃的那个西乃山。
And so in Hebrew says we do not come to this Mount Sinai where there's laws of do not touch, do not eat, and do not.
而是来到锡安山，来到新耶路撒冷。
But we have come to Mount Zion, to the New Jerusalem.
那里有众长子的众长子的总会。
And there is this congregation of all the brothers and elders.
有我们中保基督的血。
And there is the blood of our mediator Christ.
所以我们不是来到那不可吃、不可碰、不可摸的。
So we're not here about the laws of do not touch, do not eat.
而是来到锡安山。
But we come to Mount Zion.
所以我们不在那个不可吃、不可碰、不可摸的律法下面。
We're no longer under the laws that tell us not to do this or that.
而是在那个爱的律法下面。
But we're under the law of love.
尽心尽力的爱神，尽心尽力的爱人，在这样的律法下面。
And to love God and others with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以今天的话，今天我们有很多，今天在我们教会里面，我们做很多的事情，我们可以从外面上看，可以是一样的。
And many things that we do in church today, maybe on the externally, it may look very, very similar.
但是可能在背后是完全不同的出发点。
But at behind, our motivations may be totally different.
背后可能是完全不同的动机。
It's a different motivation altogether.
我们可能的出发点是以从那个不可吃、不可摸、不可碰的那个律法。
Maybe we start with the motivation of trying to keep the law of do not touch, do not eat.
但我们也可能我们的出发点、我们的动机是出于心里的爱。
But perhaps also even that our motivation is from this love.
举个例子。
I give you an example.
我们知道今天圣经里面告诉我们说，圣经我们知道圣经里面关于这个婚姻的标准是你婚前不可有婚前的性关系，婚前不可同居。
And we know that one of the standards of biblical marriage is that there should not be any sexual intercourse before marriage.
希伯来书里面告诉我们说，婚姻的床你们不可玷污。
And in Hebrew it says that the marriage bed shall be kept pure.
因为神所设立的那婚姻是要在那个婚姻的这个约当中，有约当中产生一种责任，产生一种承诺，一种爱。
And because this is what God has put in the marriage covenant, that in this covenant there is a sense of responsibility and love.
我们通常所讲的爱情，两个人之间的互相的吸引，互相的有感觉。那我相信这也是神所设立的。但是神设立这个东西的目的，设计这个东西的目的是让两个人到一起。
And we also have, we often talk about emotional love, and of course it's part of what God has predestined, but it is for him to make two persons come together in marriage.
但是这个不是真正的爱。
But this emotional affect is not love itself.
这是感觉。
It is just an emotion.
真正的爱是什么？当你进入婚姻，进入那个约当中的时候，在约当中的承诺，约当中的责任，约当中的义务而产生出来的爱。
And true love comes when you are in the covenant itself with the duty and the responsibility and the love that comes from there.
So 约是一种爱是一种承诺，爱是一种义务。
And so love is a vow, is a responsibility.
所以这是为什么那个圣经上，圣经上就是说我们看到圣经上对婚姻的这个，所有的婚前的性和婚外的性都是神所厌恶的。
And that's why in the Bible we see that any sexual intercourse outside the or before the marriage is something that God hates.
但是今天我们这个世界，我们看到这个我们看到很多这个世界的文化，我们看到很多的年轻人对这个婚前的性或婚外的性不再以为意。
But today, because of the influence of culture, this thing is not so no longer so important anymore.
绝对是无关紧要的事情。
They think that it's something that doesn't matter.
所以，即使在教会里面，有很多弟兄姐妹有婚前同居的事情。
And even in the church, even you have people who are living together before they get married.
但是我们怎样去？怎样去来帮助这些弟兄姐妹
？But how do we help them？
我们要可以到他面前来告诉他，这个是神所不喜悦的。
You can come before them and tell them this is what God is not pleased with。
但是你做同样的事情，你可能是出于律法主义。
But when you do that, you can come out from two different perspectives.
你可能是出于那个不可吃、不可摸、不可碰的那个律法。
Maybe when you criticize that person, you come out from the motivation of coming, do not touch, do not eat, and all this law.
但你也可能是出于对他的爱。
But you may also be motivated by the love for that person.
你盼望他不要得罪上帝，你盼望他们的关系能够得到上帝的祝福。
And you hope that he will be reconciled with God and his relationship will be blessed.
这两种是不一样的。
Now it's two different motivations altogether.
这两种你让这个当事人的感觉也是不一样的。
And the feelings that you, the impression you create for that person is different.
在第一种的时候，他感觉他被你所定罪，被你所论断。
In the first case, they feel that they are being judged or condemned by you.
那在第二种里面，他能够感受到你对他的关心。
And the second, they feel that you're caring.
虽然他也感觉到不舒服。
Even though they are not comfortable at all.
但是这两种的方法完全是不同的。
But these two comes from two very different motivations.
第一种还是在律法当中。
The first, you still live under the law.
第二种是在福音当中。
But the second, you live under the gospel.
在律法当中的还是没有脱离这个律法的捆绑。
And those who are under the law have not been freed from the enslavement of the law.
耶稣基督在圣经里面告诉我们说，那些凡称呼主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国。
And even in the Gospels, Jesus said, "Those who call me Lord, Lord, may not all come to heaven."
那些人来到我面前，不说主啊，我不是奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行神迹吗？
Did they not say, we come before you in your name and to preach and to exorcise, O Lord?
但主耶稣怎么回答他们?
But what did Jesus say to them?
我不认识你。
I do not know you.
今天如果你还是在那个不可吃、不可碰、不可摸的律法下面，你要警醒了。
Now, if you are under this law of do not touch, do not eat, you have to be watchful.
因为很可能就是耶稣所对你说的，我不认识你的那些。
Because you might be the person whom Jesus says, I do not know you.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的赎罪与你没有关系。
Because the atonement that Christ has accomplished has nothing to do with you.
你还在律法下面。
And you are still under
the law. 你还是靠自己。
And you are still depending on yourself.
但是我们今天，我们是在基督的律法下面。
But today we are under the law of Christ.
耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们。
And the blood of Christ has cleansed us.
所以基督的律法使我们尽心尽力尽心的去爱神爱人。
And the law of Christ wants us to love God and man with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
这个律法既简单又容易。
And this law is simple and easy.
它容易，因为它是要求我们尽心去爱。
It's easy because it asks us to do it with all our heart.
我们尽力去做。
And with all your strength.
我们做不到的地方，因为耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血可以遮盖我们。
And the things where we're imperfect, the blood of Christ covers us.
所以我们若认自己的罪，神就赦免我们，神就洁净我们。
So we confess our sins, God will forgive us and cleanse us.
这个律法不容易的地方，艰难的地方，也正是因为它要求我们尽心去做。
And the hard place, though, of this law is that it requires us with all our strength.
尽心去做什么意思
？What does it mean to do it with all your strength?
这意思就是说，无论你如何的尽力尽心，你永远都达不到那个完全，达不到那个完美尽善尽美的地步。
And it means that no matter how hard you try, you'll never be able to use all your strength for it to do it.
所以我们在神面前永远是亏欠的。
So before God, we are always lacking.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你觉得你亏欠别人吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you feel that you are at a loss, you are indebted to another?
你觉得你亏欠神吗？
Do you feel that you're indebted to God?
如果你觉得你没有亏欠，你就有祸了。
If you do not feel that you're indebted, you're in woe.
因为那个自满在你的心里面。
Because there's this self-complacency.
让你不再依靠福音。
That you do not depend on the gospel anymore.
保罗说什么？
What did Paul say?
我们在凡事上都不可亏欠人，唯要在彼此相爱上要常以为亏欠。
And Paul says we ought to be indebted to one another in love, not in love.
因为我永远做不到神的要求。
Because we can never fulfill the law of God.
有一个文士来见耶稣说我都已经遵守律法了
A scribe came to see Jesus and he says I've fulfilled all the law
耶稣说律法上的要求孝敬父母不可奸淫不可杀人不可偷盗你都遵守了吗
And Jesus asked all the requirements of the law whether or not you should do not murder or kill or honor your parents have you fulfilled
他说我都遵守了
says I've kept them all
他爱人如己你遵守了吗
Have you loved others like yourself
他说我遵守了
He said yes I've done it
耶稣说好
And Jesus says, okay.
你把你的所有的东西卖掉，去周济那些穷人。
Sell everything that you have and help the poor.
那这个文士怎么样
？And what did the scribe do?
忧忧愁愁的走了。
And he left with sorrow.
他说我做到了。
He said, I've fulfilled it.
但耶稣说你没有做到。
But Jesus said, no.
你没有尽心尽力尽意的去爱人。
You did not love others with all your heart, soul, mind.
你没有把你的家产卖掉去周济穷人，所以你就没有尽心。
You didn't sell all your property to help the poor, so you're not with all your heart.
我问我们今天在座的人，谁能做得到
？And you ask any one of us, who can do this?
我做不到。
I can't do it.
所以我没有尽心。
So I have not loved God.
所以我在神面前是亏欠的。
So I'm indebted to God.
所以我在人面前是亏欠的。
And I'm indebted to others.
我在爱上面是亏欠的。
And I'm indebted to them in love.
所以我有什么好自满的
？What is there to be complacent about?
但是感谢主，主耶稣基督在十字架上为我而死。
But thanks be to God that Christ has died for us on the cross.
所以我只要认我的罪，神就赦免我们。
So if I confess my sin, God will forgive me.
但这并不意味着我们不要尽力的去做了。
But it doesn't mean that we do not do it with all.
我们还是要尽力的去做。
We are to do it with all.
我们做不到的地方，神会赦免。
And
只要我们认罪，神就赦免。
And where our imperfections, we confess our sins, and God will forgive us.
所以总结来说，在福音里面，我们的律法是什么？
And if to conclude, what is the law in the gospel?
就是要尽力的去爱。
That is to love with our utmost ability.
但是这里有两点，第一个方面，我们要常感觉我们是亏欠的。
But there's two points. First, we have to always feel that we're indebted to others.
第二个方面，我们感谢主，因为耶稣在我们亏欠的地方，他为我们死在十字架上。
And second, in the place where we're indebted to others, Christ has died for us.
所以最后用罗马书的13章8节来做总结。
Finally, we conclude with Romans 13:8. And we give thanks to God that we are covenant keepers in Christ. And one day we will reign with Christ to judge the world. We are to inherit the inheritance that God has prepared. And the covenant that we keep now is the new covenant. It's the covenant of grace. And Christ's law is for us to love.
罗马书的13:8节说, 凡事都不可亏欠人, 唯有彼此相爱, 要常以为亏欠, 以为爱人就完全了律法。
13:8 Romans, owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law.
所以愿神帮助我们, 让我们能够尽力地去爱,
may Lord help us that we can love with our utmost ability,
做一个守约者,
to be a covenant keeper.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲的主, 我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
We give
thanks to you for all that you have accomplished for us. We give thanks to you that you have blotted out all our sins and transgressions. We give thanks to you that you have carved this new law in our hearts and in the new covenant.
We give thanks to you that you have carved this new law in our hearts.
And we give thanks to you that you've used all means that we may love others willingly in our hearts. That in our hearts we're willing to love others.
主啊,
O Lord, we keep your law joyfully.
主啊,
O Lord, we give thanks to you. All this transformation takes place because of what Christ has accomplished for us. And we give all glory and praise to you.
主啊，愿你帮助我们，让我们能够去无条件的、去牺牲的、去爱你、去爱人。May
you help us, O Lord, in our love to be unconditional and sacrificial to love you and love others.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.